Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Hi Emma, I see you've got some interesting news about Burnley College today.
I sure do, Daniel. I've been reading about David Meakin, the long-standing chairman of governors at Burnley College, who is preparing for retirement.
Wow, that is quite a big step for David. He's been there for over 15 years, right?
That's right, and with a background as a qualified accountant and a BSc, Huns in mathematics, he's had quite a journey.
Right, and I remember he had a 35-year career in the NHS before retiring in 2005 as Director of Finance and Deputy Chief Executive.
Exactly, and over the last decade, David has seen his vision for expansion and growth at Burnley College come to life.
I see, so he led the governing board in a close, strategic relationship with the college's senior managers.
That's correct. He aimed to grow the student base, and they've been successful in that regard.
Wow, that is so cool. What kind of changes has he overseen during his tenure?
Oh, quite a few. The college has moved from its long-standing home in Ormerod Road to a purpose-built campus in Princess Way, Burnley.
That's a big change. I imagine it must have been a lot of work to manage such a relocation.
Definitely. They've also introduced new qualifications, including the recent T levels.
Right, and Ofsted was established to monitor standards in the education sector, right?
Exactly. Plus, they created Themis, the award-winning apprenticeship training arm, and Northwest Business Training.
Oh, and Burnley College was named number one college in England in the government's national achievement rate tables for 16-18-year-olds.
That's right. And they've been through the challenges of the pandemic, which changed the way education and training was delivered.
Sure did, but they've managed to adapt and thrive, haven't they?
Absolutely. They've forged partnerships with innovative universities like UCLan, Bolton, Buckinghamshire New and Edge Hill.
And they've expanded their own university-level provision, Burnley College University courses.
Yes, and all of this has been possible thanks to a tight and well-controlled financial base.
I see. What's he most proud of during his tenure?
He mentioned seeing student success, even amidst the challenges of the pandemic, has been incredibly rewarding.
That's such a great achievement, and he's also proud of attracting key politicians and members of the royal family to the college.
Yes, and he believes the core business is right, and is proud to be associated with such a successful organisation.
So as he prepares for retirement, what's the outlook for Burnley College?
David is confident about the future. Recruitment numbers are up and finances are in a strong position.
Great to hear. His successor, David Brown, is expected to bring valuable local authority experience and excellent people management skills.
Exactly. And one of his first projects will be completing the new university-level teaching hub for BCUC in the college courtyard.
I see, plus the North Campus is taking shape, providing new space for industry partnerships.
Right, and David will attend the annual Themis Inspire and Achieve Awards, which recognise outstanding apprentices and employers.
What does David think about the future of Burnley College?
He's optimistic. He believes they'll continue to look for opportunities in change and work with universities and local businesses.
And under Principal Karen Buchanan's leadership, he thinks the college will thrive.
Yes, Karen has made many positive changes and is a key driver in the business community.
And what about David's future plans?
He plans to pick up Spanish lessons again, showing the lifelong learning spirit Burnley College fosters.
That's a great way to continue learning. Well, Emma, it's been an interesting discussion about Burnley College and David's retirement.
Yes, Daniel. Thank you for joining me today. And be sure to join us again for the next episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Until next time, keep an eye on the skies.